We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Stephen's in the morning now, 8:47 here on a Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Gasoline prices on the rise across the U.S., up 14 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks.
Two.
17-year-old girl dies in duplex fire in West Wichita, trapped by a locked door.
One.
Democrats ready to move forward with big pandemic relief package, with or without Republican support. Three big things. Stephen Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update here on this Monday morning commute. We have a little bit of slow-moving traffic east of the Wichita area, just east on Kellogg, east of K-96 towards Andover. Still got a lot of construction going on there, and you're going to see some slowdowns with the heavier traffic today. Traffic update from Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Sunny and warmer today with a high of 61 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 31. Tuesday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high up to 67 degrees.
Hey, all right.
Now sunny, 31 degrees, west wind at 7 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday. And at noon on Sunday with socially distanced seating, carry out, and to-go available. And, of course, we've got the patio. Menu available at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. 8:48, Stephen Ted. The Scripps National Spelling Bee will return this year in a mostly virtual format. Last year's bee was canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic. It was the first year without the contest since World War II. Oh, this year's bee will conclude on July 8th with an in-person competition between the top dozen or so spellers on an ESPN campus at Walt Disney World in Florida. The rest of the bee will be contested online. The bee has been held for decades in the Washington area around Memorial Day. Organizers say they don't think a large gathering will be possible this year at the competition's usual venue. And a school in suburban Chicago uses scanners to check everyone coming in, a precaution for COVID.
Fox on Tech.
Walking through the front doors of Pleasantdale Middle School looks different these days. Every student, teacher, and staff member arriving in the morning walks past a thermal camera. It takes each person's temperature and sounds an alarm if they have a fever. Principal Griffin Sontag says it's one layer of protection that's allowed them to do in-person classes since last fall.
It's fast, it's accurate, and it allows our students and staff to come directly into the building without even slowing down.
This technology, made by Dubok Electrical Group, is being used at schools and manufacturing plants across the country, anywhere that needs to take temperatures of a large group of people quickly.
It's really just a camera, and the students just walk in like they normally would, 6 feet apart.
Sontag says the camera has caught fevers. The district of about 1,000 students has had only 38 COVID cases since it returned to half days in August, and it plans to get back to full days soon. With Fox on Tech in Burr Ridge, Illinois, Grady Trimble, Fox News.
Two of the biggest remaining American-owned and based tire manufacturers are joining forces. Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company is acquiring Cooper Tires in a deal valued at $2.5 billion that will combine the two century-old Ohio companies. Cooper shareholders will get $41.75 in cash and about 9/10 shares of Goodyear common stock per share of Cooper stock. Based on Goodyear's closing price Friday, total consideration for Cooper shareholders is $54.36 per share. Stocks ended the week mixed on Wall Street Friday. The S&P fell 28 points last week, but up 4% for the year so far. The Dow rose 35 points for the week and is up 2.9% for the year.
NASDAQ fell 221 points, still up 7.7% for the year. And major U.S. airlines say they will ask passengers on flights to the United States for information that public health officials could use for COVID-19 contact tracing. The trade group Airlines for America says the carriers will turn over the information to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The airlines will ask international passengers for names, phone numbers, and email at home addresses, but it will be strictly voluntary. The airlines have long resisted government efforts to require them to gather contact tracing information, saying it would be expensive and time-consuming. 852, Steve and Ted. Now, ranking Wichita's economic vitality, editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, according to the Milken Institute, Wichita went from being ranked 150th to 64th on the new ranking of best-performing cities. Milken released its new index last week. It measured the economic vitality of 200 large metropolitan areas with a population of at least 300,000 people. The study takes into consideration jobs, wages, high-tech growth, housing affordability, and household broadband access. They're using the most recent data available from 2019. A new defense agreement with Israel will result in more work for Wichita. Members of Israel's security cabinet approved a deal with the United States worth up to $9.4 billion. It includes around two dozen F-35 fighter jets from the Lockheed Martin Corporation and four of Boeing's KC-46 refueling tankers. And former Wichitan Alan Alford is retiring. He's led Delta Dental of Arizona as CEO for the last 11 years. He's a native of Great Bend and became the top executive of Via Christi Health Partners in Wichita in 2003. He left that role in 2010 to accept the position in Arizona. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Thank you, Bill. 8:53 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And Ted, back here at work after a week weekend off. Now, did you go to the Shocker baseball game yesterday?
Yeah, I did public address.
You did the PA out there? Okay.
Beginning my, 32nd year as public address voice for Shocker baseball?
For Shocker baseball, yeah. So, you know, and that's the kind of weather.
It's not good. It's not nice.
When I was a kid and we started playing ball in the spring and into March, I hated it. It was just, to me, baseball's hot weather stuff. But you know, it's going to be pretty nice out there today,
Should be a lot better today. Looking forward to that.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what does Shocker basketball look like this week? When are the men going to play again?
Got a home game scheduled Thursday. SMU coming to town. Let's hope.
Now, SMU, there was a problem. What? They had to postpone that game because of
they've had to postpone
had COVID
it. Yeah, there's been a lot of trouble with SMU. They had to shut down their women's program entirely. Well, their men's, they've had a lot of trouble with their men's games. They've had trouble with their volleyball team. So it
sounds like they're
getting SMU on the schedule has been really difficult.
Like their athletic department or their athletes didn't take this too seriously. Maybe I'm being judgmental there. It could be just a...
So hopefully the Shocker men and SMU will be at Coke Arena on Thursday night.
All right. National Margarita Day. Rims a glass with salt, serves up a beverage that tastes like the summer sun.
Yeah, wasting away again.
Yes, sir. Key ingredient is the freshly squeezed lime juice. The United States, the most common lime is the thick-skinned Persian lime.
And when's the last time you had a margarita?
Oh, it's been a while.
Where are you getting all this from?
I'm reading some information.
Okay.
Here. I'm not a big fan of the margarita.
My
wife and I like, for summertime drink, we like the mojito.
Oh, hello.
But very seldom
do
they have...
Two or three of those down. You're
very seldom do they have the mint for that around here. I mean, we like the mojito.
I do, too.
All right, it's 8:55. Stephen Ked coming up. We've got the Glenn Beck program. And lawyer James Kitchen is going to be on talking about Pastor James Coates' constitutional freedoms. That's coming up. 9 o'clock this morning, we'll take a look at all the news for you, including Democrats ready to move forward with the pandemic relief package. That's coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. And thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Rush Limbaugh Show, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita, 31 degrees.
Your mouth, your teeth, your smile. They send a signal about your health.